We're still about 30 minutes out before we can begin our open forum and petitions. I'm just going to look down at our secretary to see if, secretary, would your team be available and ready to go to information items 10 or 11 at this time, or would you prefer a different?
Yeah, Madam Chair, number 10 would be perfect.
All right, we will do that then. Just to allow us to stay on time for our public hearings, we'll continue with our information items down the line. Number 10, Lake Alvin Dam update will be up next. And there's Adam. Adam, as soon as you hear me, go ahead and introduce yourself and you can begin.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Adam Colosso, Planning and Development Administrator here in the Peer Office. And I just wanted to provide the Commission with a brief update on where we're at with the Lake Alvin Spillway Project. So I kind of want to start off with some background here that Lake Alvin is located just southeast of Sioux Falls, and it's a 105-acre impoundment there in Lincoln County. And the spillway was damaged back in 2019, and that kicked off the process for the department to start to evaluate what really are the next steps for that spillway. And it was determined that instead of repairing a very old structure, that we move forward with a design on a replacement structure, and that's kind of where we're at this time. And we hired a consultant engineering firm, Bar Engineering, and they have been diligently working through that process, and we are very close to having the final plans ready to go out for bid. And so today I just wanted to inform the Commission and the public that we've kind of split this into a couple different phases. The first phase of this is there's a significant amount of tree removal that has to be done in order to access areas that need to be excavated for the spillway replacement, and we on purpose split that portion of it out, trying to meet the federal regulations that require those trees be removed in a certain time frame. And so that bid opening is actually today, and so we'll find out. We were able to get favorable bids, and we'll work through the process of getting a contract in place for that portion of it. And that portion has a completion date scheduled for January 15th of this coming winter. And so the second phase of this will be the actual spillway replacement. And so the department, like I mentioned earlier, has been working with Bar Engineering on the design and the final plans. And the intent right now is for the department to go ahead and advertise the spillway replacement project in the middle of November with the anticipation of a December bid opening. And then hopefully we can negotiate with the low bidder and get a contract in place, allowing us to be able to put that in place and start working with the contractor on a schedule that we can get the spillway replaced, and the anticipated completion date would then be before the runoff in the 2025 spring season. So we feel like this plan gives us the best opportunity to get advantageous bids, bidding it in this environment, and giving plenty of time for contractors to look at the project, coordinate with us and Bar Engineering on any questions they may have, and then again, hopefully we end up with favorable bids at the end of it. And so really with that, Madam Chair, that's really all I have for an update on the Lake Alvin Spillway Project, and I would stand by for any questions.
Very good. Any questions for Adam on the Lake Alvin Spillway Project? Adam, if you could just remind us again, completion timeline date, what are we looking at or hoping for?
Yeah, should we get some great bids that we're able to get a contractor on board in the timeline that we're thinking, the completion date scheduled in the bid letting documents will be before the spring runoff of the 2025 season, and so that would give the contractor basically an entire summer and fall to get a vast majority of that stuff done. And you know, with that area in particular down there, there's quite an extensive watershed there, and so there's a lot of incentive to have that spillway work done before wintertime really sets in, so that any final touch-ups that have to happen in the early spring are not spillway related, so that spillway is in place to accommodate any kind of spring runoff that happens.
All right, thank you. Any other questions? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese here. When you're doing this project, will that dam have to be drained? And if so, is there any, like with that campground and that beach and everything, is there any other upgrading that's going to be done around Lake Alvin at the same time?
The chair?
Yes.
Commissioner Beast, yes, great question, thank you. Yes, we are diligently working with our consultant engineer firm, and then also with whenever we get a contract in place, we'll be working with that contractor to work through those challenges that may be required to have any kind of lake drawdown. We've been working diligently with our wildlife counterparts on what would be an adequate amount of water to draw the lake down for a maximum level to make sure that we can still support those kinds of things. And then as reference to taking advantage of that time frame or opportunity to do other improvements, yes, we are planning on park staff. We have a budgeted project in the capital development budget to make some improvements on the beach area at Lake Alvin. And should it merit that we have to, close any portion of that area, we most certainly want to try to take advantage of that by making improvements if we're going to be having some other items that may be requiring us to close the areas or whatever, so we can manage those in the same time frame, and so that coming out on the back end, we can have a great facility for users to enjoy for future generations.
Any additional questions or comments? Oh, we do have one. Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, Commissioner Locken here. Are we seeing a pattern on these old dams? Is there a certain part of the structure that tends to fail first? Or are we seeing any opportunities to maybe do some reinforcements in places that will extend the life?
Through the chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Locken. Yes, we've got a lot of these structures that we're in charge of across the state, and every one of them has their unique challenges with them. And so we really evaluate them on an individual basis. We've got a good portion of team members that are involved in that process. And we are actively doing maintenance on several of our dams in order to hopefully prolong the life of these, because the expense and the process of which to replace one is very vigorous. And so whenever we can try to leverage funding where we can to make repairs in order to prolong the life of them, certainly that's something that we're looking at. This particular instance, the damage in 2019 was kind of deemed beyond something that was reasonable for us to go ahead and look at a repair option, and that's why we have selected to move forward with a complete replacement design.
Any additional questions, comments? Seeing none, thank you for the update, Adam. Very good.
Thank you.